No, no, I think Breakthrough TV gives bad broadcasting a good name.
You're listening to Con Air Radio.
Stop whining.
It's about to begin.
Hey guys and gals, this is Smash Tower for Con Air Radio, and we are on day two of Katori up here in a very brisk Flagstaff. Matter of fact, it is below freezing now. And you know why I can tell you that? Because I'm actually walking around outside. But the sky is clear. I can see Orion the Hunter and other stars. It is very, very brisk. Very, very comfortable out here though. So anyhow, the con so far has been pretty cool. I sometimes have to remind myself of how small the con is. You know, when we first got here, it was kind of like a, oh yeah, you know, it's a little smaller than I'm used to. I keep forgetting. But at the same time, it's part of that I keep forgetting because I enjoy it so much. We've been coming back here for years, and last year we didn't make it up because of my surgery, but this year we did make it up, and I enjoy it so far. Now the downside is that my wife is having issues because our room is at the very, very, very far end of the building, and it's a long walk to get to the convention area. So we're definitely, by the time we get back to the room, my wife is exhausted and ready to crash. So day one, I actually sat in on a couple of panels. One that I actually did like a lot was kind of introduction into Pal World, which is a new game that's actually coming out, or out actually. So when I get down back to the valley, most likely I'm going to purchase this game and try it out, because it reminds me a lot of a cross between, and you know I hate to use styles of different games, but it's a cross of like Pokemon and Ark. So it's pretty cool. So the game looks interesting, the graphics are interesting. The strategy seems to be just about the same, to where you wake up on the shore of some beach somewhere, and kind of disillusioned, you end up having to collect wood and stones and stuff like that, and try to build your resources that you need. So it's pretty cool. From what I could see, from what he had, I will probably, when I get home, look at some trailers, maybe some gameplay to see. I do have a friend that's also playing it, so it will be interesting. But yeah, I'm gonna check into that. So I'll probably start playing that sometime this next week. So you might see some Smash Tower streams for Pal World, which will probably be pretty cool, but it'll be late night, you know, 9, 10 o'clock Mountain Standard Time types of thing, so it would be good. I went and did another panel, which I'm probably going to get this wrong because it's kind of new and Greek to me. V-logging, V-tubing, basically. The individual has a icon character basically doing their stuff, and they have two of them appear, which they look cool. I mean, it's not my style, not my thing, so it's not something that I did think about it for, you know, maybe in my in-game play, have some kind of hunter type character, you know, sword and bows and stuff like that all around. But outside of that, no, I'm not quite sure what I would do with it. But that was the second panel. And then there was, that was actually pretty much day one. We did go to a local restaurant. We went to, well, actually it was not local, it was Cracker Barrel. So we went to Cracker Barrel and we ate. It was all right. The temperature actually did drop pretty decently, and it actually snowed a little bit day one yesterday. And that was kind of cool. Looked like little hail balls or the little styrofoam packing balls that were all over the grass in the morning. It was pretty cool. But and they were out again this morning, but it didn't take long for them to burn off. But Katori was definitely cool for day one. Flagstaff was definitely cold for day one. It was cold this morning when I got up and went out. Took some pictures this morning. Did a TikTok video, kind of giving everybody a briefing of what was going on. So it was kind of cool. And then of course today we did a few panels. One was an OC talk show, that's what he called it. But basically we talked about character creations, what to do. I mean, it was kind of interesting. It was kind of more along the lines of D&D slash books slash movies. So it was an interesting little conversation. So, but it was decent. There was a good amount of people in there for a con. I mean, I've done panels at Sabo where we've had even less people there. So, it's definitely was an interesting subject and something that would be worthwhile looking into. The gentleman's from Flagstaff, so he it was an easy trip for him. But yeah, it was a good little panel. It was an enjoyable panel. We did a panel where they had the two of the female voiceover characters were both in it. I'll probably, when I go to post it, I'll probably tag them in the description, because I think one was Kaylee Mills, and what was the name of the other one? Jeannie something. I apologize if Jeannie ever listens to this podcast. But yeah, it was a very good, very, very good. They are very nice young ladies, and informative. They talked about their starts in voiceover work and, you know, where they started. You know, one started in Texas when she was doing her voiceover work. One started in California. But they both have done several pieces together, so they kind of sometimes show up at the same cons together. I don't know if they travel together pretty regularly or not. I kind of got the hint that they did. So that's kind of cool. It's always nice to have people that you know at these conventions in one way or another. So like for me, it's always good to know, you know, a couple of the staff members I know. The gentleman that owns Katori, we know. Normally we know some of the vendors, but not this year. None of the vendors. I mean, there is one vendor that we would go to pretty much every time we see her, and we buy soap from her because we love the soap. And but outside of that, she's pretty much the only one that was familiar this year. So, and of course, this was the convention that we were invited to be here, but because my co-hosts were doing other events this next week, they were not able to make this trip. So, unfortunately, we were not guesting this year, but maybe next year we'll see. I'm hoping for Sabo still, but once again, it'll really rely on if we get our co-hosts on board. I am looking for a new co-host also to add into the mix, who's not interested in cosplaying and is more interested in podcasting. So if you guys are in the Valley of the Sun and you're interested in podcasting, hey, reach out to Smash Tower. You can reach me at conairradio@gmail.com and we can talk about it. If you're in the Valley of the Sun, we definitely would like to talk. I have a couple of conventions still coming up. Next weekend is Game On Expo. We're hoping to have some fun there. We'll probably end up talking to our two co-hosts while they're working the con. So that ought to be good. You should hear Q Cosplay and Cosplay Corgi in the next podcast, hopefully. But I am outside freezing my nads off and I can't feel my finger anymore. So I most likely will probably go ahead and stop this here, and then we will probably restart again tomorrow on day 3, the final day of Katori. I do have a gentleman who we'll probably be doing an interview with. He's one of the invited guests. He is an artist, but he's from Tucson. This is kind of his first con. He seems to be a little bit nervous, but we will see what we can do to loosen him up. All right, so hopefully we'll talk to you guys tomorrow and we'll see you at the con. Hey guys and gals, this is Smash Tower from Con Air Radio, and I am so sorry that I fell behind in my duties, and I got my first recording from Katori, and I got so far behind preparing for the next con and working and such like that, I never finished my podcast for Katori. So I am now finishing it, even though I've actually already been to Game On Expo, and I will finish Game On Expo after this. So, but as of right now, my first piece of recording, which you guys have already heard, it was basically day 2 of Katori. And Katori has been fantastic. It is, as I said, it's, even in that one I told you guys, it's a smaller convention, but there's a reason why I like going to the smaller convention is because it's very much easier to get in touch with people and talk to people and such like that. We were doing a pretty good job of getting just wandering around and taking photos and stuff like that. Unfortunately, my mom currently has some issues and we needed to kind of get back home quickly. So we had to kind of leave early. So we were there on Sunday, but we had to kind of leave early. So I felt a little bit bad about missing out on being at the closing ceremonies. I usually am there at the closing ceremonies. I like to find out the numbers, which Greg is usually pretty good about kind of knowing and letting us know if we were plus or minus for the season compared to other seasons and such. So it is kind of cool. And usually he goes and brings all the guests on up on the stage and they all say how they felt, you know, what they're comfortable with. And I enjoy actually being there for that. But unfortunately, I had to leave early, which I kind of missed out. Now, I do apologize to Greg and the staff of Katori for kind of taking off really quick. And also on the fact that I was going to have at least one or two more interviews that day, which I didn't get a chance to do. So this is kind of a heads up of how Katori went. And as I said, it may be a small convention, but it is a very comfortable convention. And I like the fact that it's very close quarters and you can really pretty much reach out and talk to any of the people that come in for it. So the cosplay guests are usually very warm and welcoming, and the same thing with the voiceover actors. So it is a very comfortable convention. And I do feel bad because I wanted to be there. And to be honest, I actually wanted to have a table there so that we could have pooled some more of the actual cosplayers and some of the guests that were coming in for the convention. But unfortunately, my co-hosts were not available. So I wasn't going to be able to do 3 panels myself. So we had to just cover it as media, which is fine. Which I enjoyed also. So hopefully next time around we'll have some cosplay co-hosts, and hopefully we'll be able to have a nice thicker coverage of Katori the next time around. So I'm still looking forward to next year, because it is always fantastic going up to Flagstaff. The Little America Hotel is a fantastic place, and as many times as we've been there, I have still not been able to go out and take advantage of some of these hiking trails they have out back. You know, and it's usually I've been focused on the con itself, so maybe this next year we'll get out there and try to get some of the trails and check out some of the trails. This was also a tough year for my wife. Her she had some hard time breathing. I believe the altitude kind of got to her a little bit. So she's been debating about coming with me next year or not. We're working on her, and we're going to talk to the doctors and see what they can have to say about going up into the high altitudes and what she needs to do, so we can improve and we can be there. So we're excited for that also. But I do apologize to everyone. As I said, I didn't get as much coverage done, and I didn't get any actual interviews. So this is pretty much me letting you know that Katori is a fantastic convention. You must go to Katori, you know, and if you get the opportunity, get your rooms fast and early, and, you know, get your tickets fast and early for next year as soon as they're available, because it will be another fantastic convention. So, you know, letting you guys know about this, I really want you guys to go out of your way. Katori is really comfortable. There's also a little truck stop next door that the food is reasonably affordable. So if you want to eat over there, the hotel has really good food also, but it's a little bit out of my reach on the financial side. So, and I'm not saying that is a bad thing. All hotels have expensive food in their restaurants, so they have a lot of people to pay for, and I don't give them any grief over it. I'm just saying that it was a little bit out of my reach. So, but on that same note, you know, the room was fantastic. It was very comfortable. We had a fantastic view, even though we were on the outside of the building. We didn't get to see the trees as much as I liked. About 2 years ago, we actually had an inside room, and we actually got the opportunity to watch the pine trees when it was snowing and the snow was falling down, and then when it built up on the pine needles, eventually it would slide off, and it was fun to watch the snow fall. So I'm always hoping that it actually snows when it gets up there, and some people are not so thrilled with that, but I'm sitting there going, I love it, you know, I want it. That year was fantastic, because, you know, we were just outside of Flagstaff when it started to snow, and we got into Flagstaff, parked, and it continued to snow for the rest of the weekend, and it was great. It was fantastic. It was white. It was like a white Christmas all over again. And I was raised in Nova Scotia, Canada, so, you know, I'm used to seeing white, but it's been a long time since I've been back there. And, you know, it's good to see, you know, it's good to visit, but I just don't want to live in it. All right, guys and gals, this is going to be a short little trip for Katori, but, and as I said, I'm hoping that we'll be able to improve and get ready for next year. I am looking for some new co-hosts who will be available for Katori next year, and we'll see what we can do. We'll see how we can get new coverage for it. I currently have a photographer that's been able to help me out on Sundays, but unfortunately I don't expect him to be able to travel, so he's probably not available for Katori. So, but still looking for some. All right, so I'm going to wrap this up, but as I said, from you guys, from me, Con Air Radio, to you guys, we'll see you at the con.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself,
sick.
What a wonderful world.
Where are you going?
I'm going to pick a fight.
Don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed.